praise and worship. If you could stand with me for the reading of God's word. And they're going to put up Genesis chapter 4, starting at verse 3. Genesis chapter 4, verse 3. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at your door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. If you could bow your heads one more time. Lord, we ask you to anoint my lips, Lord, that whatever I say will be the words you want me to say, that it will edify, that it will bless, that it will encourage, Lord, that it will find fertile soil. Oh God, that when our souls leave this place, Lord, we will have a new zeal, a new determination. Hallelujah. Oh God, let there be an anointing in this place. Oh God, let the soil be receptive. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Before you're seated, shake someone's hand and tell them, I'm glad you're here. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you know from past experience that I'm not long-winded. It's going to be short and sweet. I hope. Amen. But the title of this message, which I don't normally give away the title of my messages before I preach them, but in Sunday school, it just fits so much. I told everyone the title of this message. And the title of the message is, One of Us Has to Go. One of us has to go. We see during World War II, some incredible things happened. You know, the Germans arrested on, rounded up all of the Jews. And there's even film of some of the things that they did. And one of the amazing things I saw on film was they marched this group of about 100 Jews out into the woods, and they gave them shovels, and they started to make them dig trenches. Now, after a little bit, I'm sure that the people digging the trenches started to realize that this was their grave. And the thought occurred to me, you know, what would I do? And at least right now, here's what I'm telling you. They would have to shoot me because I am not digging my own grave. But let me tell you something. The devil has marched a lot of you out into some woods and has given you some shovels. And you know what you're doing? You're digging your own grave. It's time to tell Satan, one of us has to go. You can't mess around with Satan and be letting him give you a shovel and you're digging your own grave. My original title for this message was Satan Wants to Kill You, and I'm Helping Him. Because we give him all the things he needs to do us in. But it's time for us to get to the point and understanding where we have to tell him one of us has to go. Amen. Until you get to that point, when you think Satan is your friend, the world is your friend, he's actually given you the shovel, and amazingly, you are digging your own grave. You may say to yourself, well, how's that? Well, are you going to the places where you shouldn't be going? Are you looking at the things you shouldn't be looking at? Are you reading the things that are not good for you? Is your mind going somewhere else where it shouldn't be? He's given you the shovel, and you're digging your own spiritual grave. Amen. As I said, the devil wants to kill you. Why are you helping him? Amen. We look at this film, and you can probably find it on YouTube, and you'll see them. These German soldiers march these people out and give them shovels, and they start digging their own grave. Now, if I knew I was going to get killed anyway, I'm going to go down fighting. I tell you today, you need to tell the devil, I'm going to go down fighting. One of us has to go. One of us has to go. See, I just don't understand how they started digging their own graves. But the devil is so sly. See, on those German prisoner of war camps, they used to put a sign. It says, work makes you free. But what they meant was free from life. See, the devil will tell you, come on over here, it's fun, it's a good time. But what he's done, he's given you a shovel. And most of us are digging our own grave. When they were done, they told them to go and stand in the ditch. Then they all got rifles and shot them. Then they brought the next batch in, had them start to cover that up and dig some more. You know, by that time, somebody would have gotten wise and said, wait a minute. If I'm going to die anyway, I'm going to take some of these German soldiers with me. They're going to have to shoot me. I am not digging my own grave. When you start to get to the point when you tell the devil, one of us has to go, then you will have arrived at the place where you need to be to fight Satan. But right now, a lot of us, we've taken the shovel, and wherever he said dig, we started to dig. Amen. See, in this story that I just read about Cain and Abel, there's more to it than meets the eye. You see, what we have is a struggle between two supposedly brothers, but they were as different as chalk and cheese. We see that Cain was a person who wanted to be the top. He felt he was number one. He was firstborn. He should have been the one to be accepted by God. But that wasn't the case. See, what we are seeing here is a struggle between the flesh and Satan. In this little story about Cain and Abel, the devil wants to kill you. He wants to take away your spiritual life. He wants to take away your soul. He wants to put you down. But you need to start to get to the place where you tell Satan, one of us has got to go. When you don't say that, when you're happy in your mess, when you're happy in your situation, what you're doing is you've taken the shovel, you've gone into the woods, and he's got you digging a trench. Hallelujah. One of us has got to go. Hallelujah. One of us has got to go. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 says this. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. One of us has got to go. Amen. You have got to get to the place where you have decided in your heart, I got to make this. I cannot make it if the devil's having me dig my own grave. If I'm going to the places that's really not good for me. If I'm looking at the things that's taking out all of my spiritual life. If I'm skipping church. If I'm not reading my Bible. If I'm not doing God's will. I'm digging my own grave. One of us has got to go. Let's say it together. Come on now. And I tell you what, it's not going to be me. With the Lord's help, it's Satan who's going to have to leave. The devil wants to kill you. Why are you helping him? You say, me? You see, it's not so obvious. You see, when we see that film, we think, how could those people be so dumb? Didn't they know they were going to get shot as soon as they were finished? That's exactly the plot the devil has for your life. As soon as you have done what he wants you to do, as soon as he's used you up and spit you out, he's going to send you into the trench and shut you down. One of us has got to go. Amen. You cannot be friends with Cain. I'm afraid not, because he's the kind of person who wants to possess your soul. He's after you. He wants to kill you. One of them had to go. You see, Cain was the kind of person he wanted to possess. He wanted to keep. In fact, here's the surprise, and I'll tell you now. His name, Cain, if you've never looked it up, means possession. He wanted to possess the blessing. He wanted to get the glory. And one of them had to go. See, one of them wanted to serve God. One of them wanted to do what's right. But one of them wanted to kill. One of them had to go. You see, we look in the New Testament and we see the same kind of thing in Luke chapter 22 and verse 31. Jesus said to Peter, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you. Jesus is really saying he's marching you out into the woods. He's given you a shovel, Peter.
He's given you some ditch digging stuff, and he's telling you to dig your own grave. Do you know most of us, we like to blame other people. We like to put everything on someone else. It's they made me this way. It's they made me mad. It's they made me crazy. But you know what? You took the shovel. You have control of nothing else but your attitude. You're going to let Satan give you a shovel and dig your own grave. One of us has to go. One of us has to go. Jesus told Peter, look, Satan desires to sift you as wheat. That's how they used to separate the grains from the chaff. They used to go on a high place where it was windy, and they would take the threshing fork and throw the harvest up, and the wind would blow away the chaff, and the seeds would fall. Satan wants to just blow you away. He wants to take you out in the woods, have you dig your own grave, and then when he's done with you, kill you. So my question is, why are you helping him? I've helped him in the past. I admit it. I've been stupid. I look at those films and I say, how could they be so stupid? Didn't they know they were going to get shot? Don't you know Satan wants to kill you? So now let's think about all the things we're doing with our life. Are we digging our own grave? Do we actually try and serve God when we can? Do we come to church when it's convenient? Do we read our Bible except when the pastor puts it on the screen? Is that the first time somebody has got out the word in a week? Woo. One of us has to go. And I'm telling you, with the grace of God, I'm not letting him march me out in the woods anymore. He's done that to me before, and by the grace of God, I was dug up. You see, a few people pretended to be dead and managed to just fall on the and got out. But Satan, he's learned from that mistake. He wants you dead, and he's going to stay there till he buries you. All you have to do is keep shoving. You know what they say? If you're digging a hole, you got to stop. Before you get out the hole, just stop digging it deeper. One of us has to go. Jesus said to Peter, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you. Satan wants to have you. And most of us are completely blind that he's given us the shovel, marched us out there, and we're digging a ditch. Like, well, what is this for? Maybe he just wants us to find some gold. Maybe he's just giving us a nice job. And we just keep digging our ditch. None of us have thought about what some of the things in our lives that we're doing, but one of us has to go. See, Cain and Abel couldn't walk together because one of them, his name meant possession. He wanted it all. But he wasn't willing to sacrifice and to do the things that God wanted him to do the way God wanted him to do it. Cain wants to possess your soul. You can't be friends with him. Let me tell you that one of us has to go. And you better let him go. Amen. You better let him go. Romans, shall I tell you how it works? Cain represents the flesh. This is the revelation. The flesh, Satan will use your flesh to dig your own ditch, to dig your own grave. One of us has to go. You got to make sure it's the flesh that gets killed, because if you don't, the flesh will kill your spirit. One of them has to go. Jesus said that, or Paul said, you got to mortify. You got to kill the flesh. One of us has to go. Romans 8, verse 13. For if he live after the flesh, he shall die. See, that's what you're doing when you live after the flesh. You've gotten the shovel. You've gone in the woods thinking you're doing a good job. Maybe they thought they were going to pick potatoes. I don't know why. You see the film. You see them. The Germans march them out there. And it's incredible that they just willingly dig their own grave and then just march down there and, okay, I'm ready to die. Oh, no, I'm not going to let Satan do that to me. I'm going to take the shovel and beat him in the head if I can. One of us has to go. One of us has to go. See, we have to make sure. The Bible says if you live after the flesh, that is, you get the shovel and you go into the woods, ye shall die. Because that's Satan's plan for your life. He just wants to use you up, spit you out so God can't have you. But if through the Spirit you do mortify, you kill the flesh, the deeds of the body, you shall live. This flesh has got to go. It wants all the things that are not pleasing to God. It wants to do things that are not so nice. It thinks thoughts that are not so healthy. It wants to go places not so good. One of us has got to go. Because if I let Cain, the flesh, get a hold, he'll kill my spirit. One of us has got to go. You see, Cain is the flesh. Able is the Spirit. Let me give you another little nugget here. Abel's name means breath, spirit. Do you understand? The flesh wanted to kill the spirit. One of them had to go. Look at this. You see, the way we defeat Satan, and I've been saying this for weeks, but I don't know if anyone really gets it, is with the word. Psalms 119:11. That's what you got to do on Satan, is you got to say, thy word have I hid in my heart. This is how you kill the flesh. This is how you make sure he doesn't get the jump on you. One of us has got to go, and it better be your flesh. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Psalms 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp. One of us has got to go, and it better be your flesh. Cain is the flesh. Abel represents the spirit. That's what his name means, breath. Cain represents possession, material things, what my flesh wants to do. And you see, Cain got the jump this time on Abel, and it looks like a sad, bad story that he was able to kill him. I'm going to come back to that. See, you hear the word, and it kills the flesh. If you start to use what Jesus gave us the example, he told Satan, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. He also said, don't fear them that can just kill the flesh, but rather fear him that can kill both the body and the soul in hell. One of us has got to go. I'm not letting Satan make me dig my own grave anymore. I've been doing that. In the past, he's had me fooled. He's had me lead by my flesh and the things that I wanted to do. And it wasn't until I got out into the ditch that suddenly I found myself with a shovel digging my own grave. But God was so merciful. So many times I heard a voice. The Bible says you will hear a voice in your ear saying, this is the way, walk in it. If you are filled with the Spirit, maybe that you might get the devil to fool you up a few times. But if you're truly a child of God, God is going to speak to you at some point and say, hey, you better get out of that ditch. You better let go of that shovel. You better bash Satan in the head and get out of there, because one of us has got to go. Amen. See, when we look at the story in the Bible, it doesn't really come to us what it's really about. But Cain, his name means possession. The flesh wants to possess your soul. Abel's name means breath, spirit, wind. And that represents the spirit. You see what wanted to happen? The flesh wanted to kill the spirit. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says this, we having the same spirit of faith. Now the Bible reveals to us, in the New Testament, that the reason why the offering wasn't accepted by God from Cain was it wasn't given with faith. He was going through the motions. He was just doing it because it was Sunday and he'd been invited to church. He was going through the motions. He showed up, but it wasn't with faith. He was just listening. Okay, let me put on my Sunday best. Let me see who's in the audience today. Let me see if there's a man here today. Let me see if there's a woman here today. His name means possess. If you let Cain possess you, you're going to die. He's going to kill you. One of us has got to go. The Bible says, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken. When you understand how to fight Cain, you start speaking words of faith. You start getting the scripture and you say, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. You say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? You say, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. He's my shepherd. I don't know about you. You got to find your own, because he's my shepherd. He leadeth me, hallelujah, in paths of righteousness. You see, when you just say the word and don't believe, it has none effect. But it says, we having the same spirit of faith. If you have the spirit of Abel, the Bible said his offering was accepted because it was offered with faith. He believed that it was going to have an effect. It says, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken. When you believe this thing, you're going to speak. You're going to speak to your situation. You're going to say, Satan, one of us has got to go. Hallelujah. And it's not going to be me. I'm going to stop digging my grave. You're going to have to try and kill me, because I'm not digging it for you anymore. Hebrews 11:4. I'm bringing this to an end. It explains now the difference through the Spirit. It says, by faith, in other words, by faith Abel, the Spirit, offered unto God a more. You can't come to God through this flesh. Cain can't serve God. He will bring of his own strength. He will bring of his own ground stuff. He will bring of the earth. But it says through faith, Abel, the breath, offered unto God. The Bible says they that come to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder. You got to believe this thing. All doubt and unbelief has got to go. One of us has got to go. By faith, offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying. Oh, isn't that great when God can boast on you? When God can say, he is my beloved son. Now, you know, the story seems like it has a sad ending because Cain did kill the flesh. But you know what that left? The spirit. Remember now, it says, God testifying of his gifts, and yet him being dead, yet speaketh. I don't so much care. Now, I don't want to die, but if the devil were to kill my flesh, he cannot kill my spirit, because that's the one thing he cannot do. Because it says that even though Abel's flesh was dead, it yet speaketh. We think that's a sad story, but the Bible says, by his spirit that dwelleth in you, hallelujah, he being dead yet speaketh. Let's stand today. Told you I was going to be short. All you have to remember this week is that one of us has to go. Amen. When the devil comes to you, you just make sure. You know, at the end of a movie, they start playing the names of the characters. And I gave you two of the names already. I said Cain means possession, and Abel means breath. Now, you notice that when Jesus was talking to Peter, he didn't call him Peter, even though he had named him Peter. This time he used his old name. He said, Simon, Simon. Now here's the interesting thing. Simon comes from the Jewish name Simeon. And that comes from the Hebrew word Shaba, which means to hear. But Simon is the past tense of the verb to hear. So in other words, it's heard. Simon means heard. You understand what happened here. Jesus said, heard, heard. In other words, he wasn't listening. He wasn't listening. Satan desires to sift you as wheat. One of you two gotta go. Guess when the words of Jesus actually came back and he actually heard? After he had denied him three times, guess what happened? The cock sounded, and the Bible said he heard. He heard. Do you understand what's happening here? We see that Cain means possession, Abel means breath, and Simon means heard. It wasn't until he believed the words of Jesus that he was delivered, because he didn't believe. Remember what he said when Jesus said, you're going to deny me? He said, oh, I will never deny you. You understand what that means? He did not believe. He was acting like Cain. He was digging his own grave. That's why it went as far as it did, to the point where he actually cursed. I don't even bleep bleep the man. That's what he said. Bible says he cursed. And then suddenly the words of Jesus were fulfilled. And then he heard. He heard. His name, Simon, means heard. He heard the cock crow three times. And you know what? At that point, he started to believe the words that Jesus said. Jesus had said, you're going to deny me. He didn't believe it. He was like Cain. But at the moment the cock crew three times, he believed the words that Jesus said. And the words that Jesus said after he said, you're going to deny me, he said, when thou art converted, hallelujah, when thou art converted, return and strengthen your brethren. He knew at that point. Now he believed the words. Now he switched over into Abel. He's believing the words. Because it says, I believed and therefore have I spoken. He had seen that the first words Jesus said concerning him when he wasn't listening had been fulfilled. But suddenly he heard the cock crow three times. And now he's listening. And the redeeming part of that story is he realized there was still hope. I can throw down the shovel at this point. I don't have to be digging my grave anymore. I don't have to be saying I deny him anymore. Because I believe the last part of what he said, the first part came through. I'm going to hold on to the last part. It is written. Peter was living on the words that Jesus said, "When thou art converted, return, strengthen thy brethren." Amen. I'm going to close this service. I'm going to open the altar. If anyone wants to come and pray, amen. You got to tell Satan, one of us has got to go. One of us has got to go. Two of you can't be that way. Because if you do, Cain will come and kill your spirit. The flesh will come and kill your spirit. Don't give him the shovel. Don't let him march you out to the woods and start digging the trench like you don't know what's going on. You need to look at your life and say, have I been digging a trench? Have I been digging a trench? Is he about ready to tell me to get down there so he can kill me? Even though the flesh of Abel was dead, the spirit speaks. Hallelujah. God wants you to live, not die. He has called us to life, not death. He's called us to blessing, not curse. He's called us to be exalted, not debased. He's called us to sit in heavenly places, not hell. But until we come to the point where we say, one of us has got to go, Satan will have us digging our trench. Hallelujah. As they sing, if we could bow our heads at this time.